Jimmy, another popular win yesterday. I was really happy for this man, Keith Dryden, the trainer of Handle the Truth. He plotted this campaign towards a Kosciuszko meticulously and had his horse primed for the big day, and he's been good enough to join us. Keith, good morning. Congratulations. And I know you've had many highlights yourself over your training career, but gee, that must rank at the top of the pile, so to speak, winning the Kosciuszko. Good morning, Keith.
Yes, good morning, Ray and Jimmy. Yes, it worked out perfectly for us, so everybody's very happy.
Yeah, and the concept itself, Keith, I'd imagine in what's been really tough times in provincial and country areas, it gives a focus for everyone involved in the industry.
Most certainly, and it gives the ordinary everyday punter an opportunity to be involved and earn some big money.
Mm. Tell us about this horse, Keith, because, as I said, you meticulously planned this preparation. You wanted to go second up into the Kosciuszko. What is it about the horse that you had confidence you only needed that one lead-up run into the race?
Previously, Ray's gone really well second up. He's a horse that doesn't need a real lot to keep him maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So once I knew I'd got him to where I wanted him and had this feeling that there was always 10% more to come,
mm-hmm.
So it's appeared that that's what's happened. So we just got there on the right day and everything fell into place.
Forgive my ignorance, Keith. You ever trained a horse that's won over $1 million in prize money previously?
Been pretty close, I think. I have had a couple of good horses. I had a horse called Into the Night, which we got invited to Hong Kong in the big sprint race for. Won on Melbourne Cup Day a couple of times down in Melbourne. I think Brett Pebble and Darren Beedman used to ride him, so it's getting a while ago, but not so much for Brett, but for Darren. So, he was a good horse, roughly around $1 million. I think he just might have been a bit under.
Well, $1,004,420
for Handle the Truth.
There's a cast of thousands in the ownership, which is great, but who came up with the name? Because it's a beauty.
Yeah, well, we're just one of the owners. Laurel Oak run a system where everybody puts the numbers in, names in. I think the distributor will attach lotto number, and if that number comes out, they're the first one to get a crack at the name. So
okay.
I don't know actually who did it, but somebody did along the line in that sort of fashion.
Yeah. And Keith, I know yesterday was a grand final, and it's going to be hard to top, but he was only second up, as I said. Have you had a chance to even think about beyond the Kosciuszko for the rest of this spring?
Ray, racing, I haven't had a chance, but at this stage, from the text I'm getting, I believe we're heading to the Coolmore.
Fair enough.
But that won't be happening.
He's a three-year-old. Not a three-year-old anymore.
But after a few drinks last night, I got quite a few texts, and Coolmore was on the top of the list. But we'll head to Melbourne, I think, and probably find one of the minor races down there if we can. We'll keep him just ticking through his classes until he gets to that stage where it'll be difficult on him now. But he's a quality horse, and everybody's having a great ride.
Geez, you come up big on the back of the Canberra Times today,
Keith.
Doesn't
he, what? Yeah.
I don't buy the Canberra Times at the moment, so I just haven't had time. So, and I'm actually still in Sydney, so I'll go home to this afternoon.
Well, we've had,
we've had one of our listeners send in a picture of the back page, and the headline is "They Can't Handle the Truth." Great photo there of Nash and Handle the Truth getting across the line, and a little inset of you, mate. Fantastic.
Well, I'll have to go along and spend the $2.60 or whatever it is and have a look.
do that. That'd be fantastic. Keith, congratulations. Great day for you yesterday, and we again appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Keith.
Keith Dryden there, the trainer of Handle the Truth.